Welcome to The Checkout Point, your quick dive into this week's e-commerce buzz with me, Max, powered by Blikket.co. These 20 minutes pack the latest trends, news, and insights. Let's navigate the digital marketplace together. Ready? Let's go. Hey there, e-commerce enthusiasts, and welcome back to The Checkout Point, your go-to podcast for all things e-commerce. I'm your host, Max, powered by the innovative minds over at Blikket.co, and boy, do we have an exciting lineup for you this week. This is week number 9, and we're diving straight into the heart of the latest trends, strategies, and news that's shaping the e-commerce world. First up, we'll explore some intriguing updates coming from Google Ads. Have you ever wondered about the tweaks and improvements to the Change History page? Well, you're about to find out how these changes could impact your campaigns. And then, hold on to your hats, because it seems like the digital ground is shaking. We're talking about potential massive volatility that has been reported. Could this be a sign of a Google search ranking algorithm update? We'll delve into what this might mean for your online visibility. As we keep the ball rolling, we'll look into how Google Ad Strength for Performance Max will shift its focus. It appears that the quantity and variety of your assets could soon play a bigger role thanks to more AI rollouts. The implications for your ads? You'll have to tune in to hear more. Following that, for the tech enthusiasts among you, we're breaking down the latest with the Google Ads API. Version 16 is now out, and it's packed with features and fixes. We'll dissect what's new and how you can leverage these changes for your advantage. And lastly, we can't let you go without talking about a dynamic shift happening right before your eyes. If you've noticed something different with the Google Shopping carousels, you're not alone. We're diving into how products are dynamically changing below and what it means for your online store. Remember, each segment is crafted to keep you at the forefront of e-commerce excellence, whether you're a marketer, manager, or founder. Stick around, because we've barely scratched the surface of what week 9 has in store for you. So, make sure your headphones are plugged in, and let's journey together into the ever-evolving world of e-commerce. You're tuning into The Checkout Point. Let's get started. Imagine this. You've spent hours perfecting your Google Ads campaign, tweaking here, adjusting there until it's just right. Then, a few weeks down the line, you notice something's off. It's not performing the way you expected. Was it something you changed? Did a colleague fine-tune something? This used to be somewhat of a detective game, trying to unravel the mystery of what changed and when. But now, Google Ads is rolling out a change that could turn this detective game into a simple click of a button. That's right. There's a new change history page in town, and it's about to make tracking changes to your ads and campaigns a whole lot easier. So, what's the buzz about this update? Imagine having a detailed diary of your campaign's life, every change, tweak, and adjustment documented. Not just a list of changes, but a comprehensive overview that tells you who made the change and how it impacted your campaign's performance. This is what Google Ads is test driving, a more detailed change history page that flaunts these features. Anthony Higman, an avid user of Google Ads, shared his first glance at this new interface on social media, voicing his approval with a simple, "actually kind of digs it." Accompanying his post was a screenshot, giving us a sneak peek into what Google has been cooking. Now, before you rush to check if you have this new tool at your fingertips, let me paint a picture of what used to be. Thanks to Nate Lewis, also an active user, we have a before snapshot. The difference, as they say, is night and day. What stands out about this new change history page is the layer of granularity it adds. Each change is no longer a vague entry. It's now dissected into who made the change and the impact it had on performance. Imagine the power of understanding, not just that. Changes were made, but being able to toggle between who made those changes and how it swung your campaign's pendulum. It's like having a detailed map in the world of digital advertising, where every turn, every path taken, is documented for you to study, learn, and make informed decisions moving forward. So, as we wrap up this dive into Google Ads' latest innovation, I'm left with a question. And it's not just for those immersed in digital advertising. How do you feel about this leap toward transparency and detail in documenting changes? Does it instill a sense of control and confidence, knowing you can trace the steps taken in your campaigns more closely? Or does it add a layer of complexity to an already intricate realm? I'm genuinely curious to hear your thoughts. You can share your insights and experiences with this new interface, if you've been lucky enough to test it, on our Blikat social media channels. Let's keep the conversation going. After all, in a world that's constantly evolving, especially in digital landscapes, sharing insights and learning from one another is how we grow. Ah, the ever-changing world of search engine optimization, or SEO for short. It's like trying to surf on quicksand. Just when you think you've got the hang of it, everything shifts beneath your feet. Recently, there's been quite the stir in the SEO community. Word on the digital street is that we're witnessing some massive volatility with the Google search ranking algorithm. But here's the kicker. Google hasn't confirmed any such update. So, what's going on? Let's dive into this digital drama and unfold the layers of this mystery. Imagine you're a detective, piecing together clues from various sources. The first clue comes from the SEO forums and chatter starting last Friday. The buzz wasn't loud enough at first, but it sure was the calm before the storm. Jump to today, and our metaphorical detective hat would be spinning. The tracking tools, our trusty gadgets in unraveling this enigma, are blaring alarms left and right, signaling seismic shifts in search result positions over the past couple of days. For those who are new to this, think of Google as this vast library and its algorithm as the librarian. This librarian decides which books, or in our case, websites, to show you based on your query. But imagine if this librarian suddenly changes their mind about which books are the most relevant or interesting. That's essentially what's happening here. Websites that were once basking in the limelight of page one might find themselves relegated to the shadows of later pages, and vice versa. The tools that are usually our North Star, like SEMrush, Mozcast, SERPmetrics, and many others, are all showing off the charts activity. Now, some speculate that this volatility could be due to Google features, like snippets or local packs, taking up more real estate, effectively pushing down other results. However, most of these tools already factor in these Google features when they calculate volatility. So, the plot thickens. What's more intriguing is the chatter among the webmasters and SEO experts, reports of pages randomly dropping out of Google's index, significant shuffles in the search engine results pages, SERPs, and traffic taking a nosedive are rampant. Imagine looking at your website traffic statistics and seeing the digital equivalent of a ghost town. And then, as mysteriously as it began, the tumultuous activity seemed to calm down by Sunday, leaving everyone scratching their heads. So, here's where our curiosity peaks. What's really happening behind the curtains of Google's algorithm? Is this volatility a harbinger of a more significant update, or merely the algorithm's way of keeping us on our toes? While Google remains tight-lipped, the community is abuzz with theories and speculations. And now, I turn to you, dear listeners. What have you noticed on your end? Have you seen any major shifts in your website's search ranking or traffic? Dive into the comments on our social media channels, and let's unravel this mystery together. Remember, in the world of SEO, the only constant is change. Keep tuning in, stay curious, and keep adapting. Until next time. Welcome back to our digital dive, where we look under the hood of the biggest updates in the tech and online marketing world. Today, we're navigating the promising yet intricate territory of Google's latest enhancements in Performance Max campaigns. The tech giant is pushing the boundaries of AI, creativity, and performance marketing, reshaping how ads are built, optimized, and executed. So let's unfold this story together, shall we? Imagine a world where the diversity and volume of your advertising assets are not just important, but pivotal in determining your ad's strength and likelihood to capture attention. Sounds like a marketer's dream, right? Well, Google is turning this dream into a reality. With its recent announcement, Google is adjusting its ad strength formula to prioritize asset quantity and diversity significantly more. This adjustment is a recognition of the importance of leveraging the wide inventory and formats accessible across Google's channels, ranging from search to YouTube and beyond. Now, how is Google accomplishing this, you wonder? Enter the game-changing asset generation capabilities powered by AI models, including the intriguing Gemini. Very soon, marketers will harness the power of Gemini to craft compelling long headlines and site links directly within Performance Max campaigns. But that's not all. With the rollout of Imagen 2, Prepare to see your ads come alive with lifestyle imagery, showcasing people in action, capturing the vibrancy of real-world scenarios. What stands out, however, is Google's strategic push towards enhancing asset variety. How? For starters, they're urging advertisers to embrace new recommendations for adding more assets, sourced ingeniously from your website, asset library, and even stock images. But wait, there's more. Google is weaving its magic to suggest AI-generated assets, transforming existing images into new formats, ensuring your ads stay fresh and engaging. Furthermore, the collaboration with Canva is particularly exciting. This partnership means that if you're crafting your designs on Canva, soon you'll seamlessly weave those creations into your Performance Max campaigns. Imagine the possibilities: Canva's vast library of content and designer-made templates at your fingertips, tailored specifically for Performance Max's requirements. And let's not sideline the power of video. Google asserts that including just one video in your campaign can spike your conversions by an impressive 12%. That's monumental. With Performance Max's enhancements, images from Google Merchant Center product feeds are being used to generate even more impactful auto-generated videos. You know what this means, right? Better conversion rates for retailers on platforms like YouTube and YouTube Shorts. As we wrap up today's segment, I invite you to ponder on the potential of these updates. Google is not just improving the way ads are created, it's revolutionizing how we think about online advertising in an AI-driven era. The emphasis on asset variety and the integration of advanced AI tools opens a new realm of possibilities for marketers. So, here's something to think about. How could leveraging a wider variety of creative assets and embracing AI-generated content transform your advertising strategies? Do you see these changes enhancing your engagement and conversion rates? I'd love to hear your thoughts and strategies. Swing by our Blickit social media channels and share your insights. Together, let's harness the power of innovation to drive our marketing endeavors into the future. Until next time, stay curious, stay creative. Today, let's unbox something truly cutting edge that's stirring the digital marketing waters: the release of Google Ads API version 16. Yes, you heard that right. Google has just rolled out the latest iteration of its Ads API, and it's packed with features that are set to redefine how we interact with digital advertising. First off, think about this. Google Ads has been a tool in the digital marketer's belt for ages, evolving constantly. But it's not just any update we're talking about here. It's a major leap from the previous version 15, released back in October 2023. And before you ask, yes, the updates are just as juicy as you'd imagine them to be. So, what's the big deal about version 16? Well, for starters, Google has introduced additional recommendation types, which can be a game changer for advertisers looking to optimize their campaigns. Imagine getting insights straight from the horse's mouth about how to maximize your campaign's conversion value or improve ad strength. This not only simplifies decision-making, but potentially amplifies your campaign's effectiveness. Another eye-catching feature is the support for time-related segments, such as segments, year, and segments. Month. This might seem like a small tweak, but its implications are vast. Marketers can now dive deeper into their data, understanding seasonality and trends over time with more granularity. It's like having a time machine, but for your ads. Now, let's talk about something crucial: advertiser verification. In today's digital age, trust is paramount. With the addition of the Identity Verification Service, Google is putting a strong emphasis on advertiser integrity. This move not only helps in building consumer trust, but also in ensuring a safer digital advertisement ecosystem. Let's be real, who doesn't want to feel secure about where their ads are coming from? But that's not all. Have you ever felt the pain of tweaks being missed because you are running an experiment? Google has got your back with the introduction of Experiment Sync Enablade, allowing changes to the original campaign to be auto-magically copied to the experiment campaign. It's like having a guardian angel ensuring you don't miss out on those crucial modifications. And for those dabbling in e-commerce and beyond, the updates to asset groups, demand gen campaigns, and the new insights into ad group performance are set to offer a smoother, more informed management experience. It's like Google handed over a Swiss Army knife for digital ads: versatile, powerful, and indispensable. But here's a thought. With all these advancements, where do we see the future of digital advertising headed? Will personalized, data-driven campaigns become the norm, Or is there a limit to how much we can automate and optimize? And that's a wrap on Google Ads API version 16. The digital marketing landscape is evolving, and Google seems to be paving the way for smarter, more efficient advertising. Now, I'd love to hear from you. How do you think these changes will impact your digital marketing strategies? Drop your thoughts on our Blickett social media channels, and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep experimenting and pushing those digital boundaries. Ever found yourself swiping through Google's shopping carousels, perhaps getting lost in the sea of latest styles or trying to shop the look for some fresh clothing queries? Well, if you haven't caught on to this yet, there's something pretty intriguing happening beneath the surface of these snazzy carousels. I'm diving into how Google is changing the game with their dynamically changing products display. It's something that certainly caught the eye of tech enthusiasts and savvy shoppers alike. And I have to admit, it's caught my attention too. Imagine this. You're browsing through one of these carousels. Maybe you're looking for the perfect outfit for an upcoming event or just window shopping. As you swipe through the latest styles carousel, something almost magical happens. The products listed below the carousel begin to change dynamically, matching the style or the trend of the selection you're currently viewing. This isn't your average static list of recommendations. We're talking about a highly intelligent, responsive system that adapts in real time to your browsing behavior. Kushal Bharwani, a name that's now circulating in tech forums, was the first to spot this feature. He even posted a video on X, formerly known as Twitter, I presume, showing this carousel in action. Specifically, how the Shop the Trend products altered as he swiped from one selection to another. And yes, I had to see this for myself. Replicating what Kushal observed was a breeze. And I must say, the experience was quite akin to having a personal stylist adapting suggestions on the fly. Now, this raises a curious question about personal taste and technology's role in shaping our shopping experiences. On a personal note, I found the experience fascinating, though admittedly, it seemed a bit too dressy for my everyday style. But let's think bigger here. What we're witnessing is a glimpse into the future of online shopping, an era where our interactions with technology become increasingly seamless. And perhaps even more personal. The implications of this technology extend beyond just convenience. It's about creating a more tailored, engaging user experience. Google is essentially learning from our interactions in real time, providing recommendations that not only match, but potentially anticipate our tastes and preferences. It's a blend of data-driven insights and style, all wrapped up in one interactive package. Yet, as much as this innovative feature adds a layer of excitement to online shopping, it also opens up a dialogue about the balance between personalization and privacy, the algorithms that drive our choices, and how much influence they should have in our decision-making processes. I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Have you experienced Google's dynamically changing shopping carousels? Are you all for this personalized shopping experience, or does it feel a bit too close for comfort? Let's bring this conversation over to our Blickett social media channels. I'm looking forward to hearing your insights, your experiences, and perhaps your apprehensions about this evolving digital shopping landscape. In the meantime, happy browsing. And who knows, maybe you'll discover something new and exciting that perfectly suits your style, all thanks to a simple swipe. And just like that, we're at the end of another fantastic episode here at The Checkout Point. A big thank you to everyone for tuning in and joining Max for today's exploration of the ever-evolving world of e-commerce. We hope you found the insights and discussions as interesting and valuable as we did. Let's quickly recap the ground we covered in today's episode. We kicked things off with a deep dive into the latest Google Ads Change History page update, unraveling what it means for you and your e-commerce strategy. Followed by a look into the massive volatility spotted. Could this be signs of a Google search ranking algorithm update? We certainly had a lot to ponder there. Next up, we navigated through the intricacies of Google Ad Strength for Performance Max and how its focus is shifting to weigh asset quantity and variety more significantly, all thanks to more AI rollouts. Moving on, we shared the exciting news that Google Ads API version 16 is now out, promising new features and improvements. And finally, we wrap things up with an insightful discussion on how Google shopping carousels dynamically change products below, a trend that could significantly impact your digital storefront. Remember, folks, if you're eager to dive deeper into any of today's topics, or if you're looking for additional resources and strategies to supercharge your e-commerce game, Bliket.co is your go-to destination. Our platform is packed with information, tips, and tools designed to help you stay ahead in the digital commerce space. So, mark your calendars and be sure to tune in for next week's episode of The Checkout Point. Max will be back, bringing you the latest and greatest in e-commerce trends, news, and strategies. There's always something new on the horizon in the digital world, and we're here to help you navigate it all. And remember, for more information, insights, or to revisit any past episodes, head over to Bliket.co. We've got everything you need to keep your digital store at the cutting edge. Thanks again for listening, and see you next week right here at The Checkout Point.